Hello and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country, 94.3 Western Licking County. Dave Doney, glad you could join us on this Wednesday morning. Sunny skies to start the day, and then some clouds roll in for today and this evening. High right around 45 today. And then for your Thursday, mix of sun and clouds. You'll see a little bit of rain as well. High near 53, though, however. So go for them cold temperatures we had not too long ago to the low 50s. Not too bad. Our guest today, Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb. And Commissioner, very cold over the past few days. But, boy, 53, I'll take that in mid-December.
I'm going out and mow the grass. Yeah, that's a nice day.
I love the tie here. You got the snowman skiing. It would have been good weather for that over the weekend.
Too cold. It's all fun. It's amazing when you hit Thanksgiving and there's the anticipation of the holiday season and the courthouse lighting and stuff, and how quickly it comes upon you. We're literally just a week out from Christmas, and just wish everybody a pleasant and don't be stressed. Here's the whole thing. I don't want any of our good friends out there in radio land to have a heart attack over Christmas. Enjoy the season. Don't stress out. If you have some things that are not done, clean them up after Christmas. Enjoy the holiday. But and the other thing is, boy, in this kind of weather, because we got another winter storm coming through probably in the next week, don't have a heart attack out there shoveling snow.
Yep.
Because I'll guarantee you, just like today, if you didn't get that snow all shoveled, it will melt. Chill out a little bit. I'd say the same thing to you, Dave, because you're playing Santa for the family and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And just don't stress out and enjoy what's left of the season and get the new year off to a good start.
Well, I know how I'm going to enjoy you're a jack of all trades here. I know you like to smoke. You do, smoking stuff on your smoker. Now you bring me in some homemade pizzelles.
Well, yeah.
I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. Are you a baking guy? I mean, do you guys enjoy doing this around the holidays?
Yeah, we do. And my thought is, when you're in radio business, if somebody brings you donuts or cookies, life is good. So, anyway, you enjoy those. And Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. 2024, a very busy year as you get ready to close things out here. Lots still going on across the community. But as you look back on 2024 a little bit, Commissioner, what were some of those things across the county that, maybe folks weren't aware of that took place this year that really have had a positive impact on what's taken shape here in the county?
Well, a lot of things very positive things have happened. And, I tend to focus on county government because that's what I do with this interview. We have really upgraded, and not just upgrade just for the sake of upgrading. We've had opportunities to add and replace staff members, critical staff members at the county, and just bringing in good people. We're still doing it even as I speak. A new administrator at the county who's doing great, a new planning director who is just absolutely tearing it up in terms of really pulling us into the new century and rethinking the way we do things, brand new director for Grow Licking County, people like Matt Allison who are now full-time with us. He's retired from CODA now, working full-time for County Transit, doing County Transit. We're in the process of restaffing our airport with a new secretary treasurer. And some other openings I'm not ready to even talk about yet, but sometimes you kind of wonder, Dave, as you go through life here, where are you going to find some good people to add? Because we grow by addition, not subtraction. And when we have an opportunity to replace people, we want to find the very best. I've always had this theory as a county commissioner, and I mean this, and I don't mean it facetiously. If you're a commissioner or if you're a leader in county government, hire people smarter than you are. Mm-hmm. Put them to work. Challenge them. Give them opportunity. And let them make you look good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we look at it. We don't claim to be the smartest people in the world. But if you hire good people and give them the power and the opportunity to make decisions and do things, that's how Licking County moves forward positively. And we're doing that. That's the general answer is the year we've had. The year has been great. I mean, we rededicated part of the courthouse that we finally finished that project. You all know, and we talked about it on here before, the courtroom project, which is just beloved, and people are still loving it. We also had a major capital project with the county administration building. It was 50 years old next year, and we've added, and it needed a lot of work. frankly, that and our parking garage and a couple other downtown buildings. We did those this year. We also concluded, and people in Lincoln County, I know you're sitting out there yawning, saying, oh, he's talking about buildings. Well, these are your buildings that you spent millions of dollars to build through the years. They're the facilities that provide county government service, and it's our job to take care of them. We've done the administration building and these other downtown projects. We're just about done with them. We also did an energy upgrade, which is interesting. Of the 30 or so buildings that we take care of, we did about a $6-7 million energy upgrade over a three-year period, so that, number one, we're the most efficient energy equipment we've got. Number two, modern equipment that is under warranty that doesn't need to be repaired. And the savings with new energy equipment is huge. And we've just finished that. So all of your buildings, from a courthouse that's 150 years old to buildings that are only a few years old, we have got them in a point where they are up to date, current, and where you want them to be, because we're protecting your investment in county government. I feel good about that. We're looking forward to coming into the new year. There's going to be challenges next year, but from an economic development standpoint, yeah, Intel's kind of on hold, but between new manufacturing coming to the community, data centers, okay, yeah, I get it. Data centers can be problematic. They use water. They use electric. They also are in demand because we demand the cloud.
Yep.
We demand the cloud, and part of our new economy runs on the cloud. So we're doing that, I think, in a thoughtful way. So Lincoln County is moving forward. People are continuing to move here. We're probably between 185,000-190,000 people now. We're building new homes in this community. Nothing's easy. Everything's expensive. We're doing our very best. You look around, Dave. You're plugged in. I wouldn't rather be a commissioner in any other county than Licking County, because we're making things happen, and we'll just continue to try to move forward in 2026.
I'm curious, you talked about the bringing in folks who want to work here in the county. Do you think, Commissioner, people are specifically targeting Licking County when they see these job openings and saying, hey, I want to be a part of what's going on down there?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We're in the bullseye. I'm not going to name names, but we just brought a person on board down at the county, a young female, and she and her husband took a job up here, and they're out of Hamilton County. They moved up here and just relocated here. People know there are opportunity, new high-tech opportunity, manufacturing jobs. Things are happening in Licking County. People are hiring. There are places to come live, the good schools, good recreation. I've drank the Kool-Aid. I get it. But Central Ohio is not a bad place to be. It's the economic engine for Central Ohio, whether it's Franklin County, Delaware, Fairfield, Knox, you name it. People are coming here. And and the world is coming here because of the Intel thing. We're in the bullseye now internationally. Anytime anybody's looking to invest in North America, especially with tariffs, reshoring, manufacturing, guess what? They're looking at the East Coast. They look at the West Coast. They're looking at the Carolinas, and they're looking at Central Ohio. And we're part of the deal, and I'm excited. I'd rather be glass half full than glass half empty.
No doubt.
Let's just be glass half full about it. Anybody can be negative or find something that's wrong, and I can do that too, but I'd rather look for solutions and be a glass half full kind of guy, and let's just have a great year in 2026 and move forward.
So when you're doing different things like this, the importance of working together with other entities, I mean, you talked about Grow Licking County, townships, and all these different places that you have to work with. Are you getting that vibe as well, that folks are telling you, hey, look, what can we do to help to continue this spurt, this growth here in our community?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the answer is yes. And I mean, that's an easy yes. Because people see opportunity to start new businesses here. I'm especially encouraged by the younger generation of people in their 20s and 30s now starting new businesses. You know, we lost some businesses during COVID. People had a rough time during COVID. We're out of that. And, sometimes you can get hung up. I'm a baby boomer. You're getting in the twilight of your career, and all of a sudden it's like, okay, now what? Well, now what is that I'm now working with a whole new generation of young people that want to make things happen. Your generation, your kids, your grandkids, and, all we can do is set the table and make Licking County as desirable a place for them to live and do business. with good schools, good workforce opportunities, so that, you know, you don't have to go to college to get good training to get a good job. You can get technical education now in this community and in Franklin County with these two-year degrees, and people are hiring people that want to work and have skills. And so, you know, I just want to leave this, your radio audience, with a feeling that, like, just don't be down. You know, there's always new opportunity around the corner. All you got to do is take a look around and be positive. And like I said, you know, I'm positive for 2026. There will be challenges, absolutely, next year, and that's okay. You know, we've been through the Civil War, we've been through the Depression, we've been through everything as a society in our history. And guess what? Licking County will do just fine. We're a growing county. And a good example is that, you know, Commissioner Black, who could not be here this morning, wanted to be here with us this morning, but he's retiring. Mm-hmm. But he'll go do other things. And by the way, right now we've probably got six or seven people lined up that want to be commissioner to follow him. So, you know, it's not like we got to look around to find good people that want to, you know, try these opportunities. People are pounding on the door. So, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll have elections next year. Things will happen. And we'll maybe even do radio shows next year. Who knows, you know?
Is it tough for you, though, with this young blood that comes in that has a different ideas? I mean, I know you well enough. You and I kind of maybe the same a little bit. Hey, it's work. We're going to do this. This is how we do things. Is it tough, Commissioner, when you have somebody come in and say, try this? Or you're just like, all right, we'll do that? Because, I mean, you'll get that with new folks who are coming through the door.
Yeah, I'm past that in my life. My idea now is, if you've got a good idea, it's your life, go for it.
Yep.
And, you know, you might succeed, you might fail, but you won't know unless you try. And it's sort of like I changed my life and got into public service and got into being a commissioner later in life after a radio career and doing some other things. And you don't know if you can do it or not. Well, all of a sudden, yeah, you can. And it's just apply yourself. And it's not my job to discourage people. If you got a great idea, go for it. That's one of the neat things about our country. Our country is not perfect, never has been, never will be. And all we can do is keep working on it. But it is probably one of the few places in the world where, if you have ambition, an idea, and you want to work at it, this is still one of the few places in the world where you can actually get ahead and try to make your dream happen. No, and that's okay.
Yep, nothing wrong with that at all. Yep. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll have more with Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7 Newark Heath. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Dave Doney, our special guest today, Licking County Commissioner Tim Bubb. Mix of sun and clouds throughout the day today, high near 45. Cloudy tonight with a low near 29. And then for your Thursday, partly sunny, chance of rain with a high near 53. Commissioner, we were talking about, you know, 2025 and all the great things that have taken place. 2026 is going to be a extremely busy year, not only for the Licking County Commissioners, but across the country as a whole with America's 250th. And I know things, you kind of ramp things up a little bit here in 2025, but boy, next year it is going to really pick up. It's going to be an exciting time across the country, not only here in Ohio, obviously in Licking County, but across the country as well.
Well, absolutely. And let's just not assume too much here. We know exactly what we're talking about when we say America's 250th, or in Ohio, AM 250 Ohio. Let's just go back to basics. This country started in 1776 with the Declaration of Independence, basically 13 independent colonies, which decided that they wanted to create a nation and do their own thing and separate from their colonial empire, which was Great Britain. And we did. And we fought an 8-year battle, really, for freedom. to be recognized as a country, and that happened. And General Washington led that fight, and he was our first president, and you know the history, or I hope you know the history. If you don't know the history, it's a good year to learn it. honest to goodness. This little country is unique in the world. A lot of these countries go back centuries and have never had a taste of freedom. People in Russia have never had a taste of freedom. They've had a history of czars and kings and queens and people who tell them what to do and never have had a taste of freedom. We've had a taste of freedom since 1776, and we've still got it. And this year is the 250th birthday of the Declaration, coming up July 4th of this coming year, 2026. We're in a one-year celebration from July 4th last year to this coming year. And there are celebrations, large, small, at the very neighborhood level, the township, the city, village, county, state, and national level to commemorate and to honor us. Obviously, 4th of July always is our independence holiday, but this is going to be a real special year. And a lot of things are being planned. County has worked with a lot of our partners already doing events, which you've been well aware of over the past year. But I have, for anybody out there who has been kind of oblivious to this, It's time to shake your head and wake up. We're in the midst of the 250th birthday of our country. It'll be culminated in July of next year. A lot of the celebrations will continue throughout the year. Licking County Historical Society and a lot of the folks have a big committee in Licking County that are coordinating it. A lot of state things going on. So find your way to plug into that. Whether it's on a very small scale with you, your family, and your neighborhood, your church group, your scout group, whatever, find a project, find a way to show the colors this year, the red, white, and blue. And Dave, here's what I think is important. Maybe you'll agree, maybe you won't agree. But one of the things that I think is important, if we're going to keep this country going to the tricentennial, which would be in 2076, our 300th birthday, we've got to get the new generation on board to appreciate how special this country is. I've learned a long time ago that every generation has to learn anew what 1776 meant and what the Declaration meant, because that made us unique in the world. Not every country just gets its freedom and gets to do what they want. A lot of people have been oppressed their whole lives. In fact, there's people all over the world that want to come here because they are oppressed. Mm-hmm. And this is the one bright spot in the world where you can actually be free and do things. So here's the deal for you, for Dave, for your kids, for your grandkids, for anybody out there listening. Here is your challenge for 2026. Remind yourself why this country and our freedom and our democracy is special, and share that with the generation that you're bringing up forward to take your place. Because if they don't understand it and appreciate it, maybe they won't value what we have here in this country. And there are, frankly, there's some in the country that don't value it right now. And that's a shame, because they've been born, they've had this taste of freedom. They take it for granted. They don't realize how special it is. And I think you only have to go to some place in the world where you live an oppressed life and don't have any opportunity to appreciate how special this country is.
So what are some of the things that will be taking place that maybe folks can get involved in? We've talked to Howard over at the Lincoln County Historical Society and the things that they're doing throughout the year. You mentioned already when they had the canal here, it was the governor was here. Is it just going to be simply get on a website, look and say, okay, here's what I'm going to do? Does the county have something for folks that they can jump on there and take a look at?
Yeah, the Historical Society, and there are America's 250th websites. There's a statewide directory that has all the events, not just in our community, but we'll have neighboring communities so that you can go out, and obviously there have been a lot of fireworks around the 4th of July and a lot of concerts. I'm already talking to people about stuff that are coming up around July 4th this year, but there will be things throughout the year, and probably go online is the best way to do it. Check your local media, this radio station, other stations, social media. I don't think people are going to make a secret of it. The passport program continues into the new year, a chance for you and your grandkids and kids to get out and see see places in Licking County you've never seen. Fill out your passport and bring it back and do it. That's free. Go to the Historical Society, learn about it. But there are plenty of events being planned, and there will be more in the pipeline. So I just want people to be excited about it, and don't take it for granted. And if you're not plugged in yet when we start talking about this America 250th, now's a good time to start thinking about that, because there will be opportunities this year. They're going to be like community picnics. I know several communities are planning those giant community picnics where you invite the whole community in one day to come and break bread together. These kinds of things, they're photo ops. They're memory makers for kids, grandkids. I remember as a young person the bicentennial in 1976 and the impressions that left on me. And I won't be around for the tricentennial. Davey, you probably will be.
That's
in 3076. So this is our big one.
Yeah.
This Quinn sesquicentennial is what America's 250th is. You know, it's basically the 250th birthday of the country. This, for a lot of people, is going to be the big one. So don't let it get away from you. Take advantage of it and take advantage of this opportunity this year to tell the people in your family and people that you're close to and people that you influence why living in this country might be something really special to be valued and remembered and thought about and celebrated this year. Because if we don't do it, who will?
Who will? That's right. You mentioned 1976. Sister Della Rena's third grade class at St. Sebastian's. I remember it like you and I are sitting right here today talking about the bicentennial and how much fun we had. My mom made a big sheet cake with little American flags. I mean, you just don't forget.
Painting fire hydrants.
You don't forget things like parades.
Yeah. The county administration building, which we've just got done remodeling, putting that big plaque in front of it, the history of Licking County. It was dedicated July 4th, 1976. So on July 4th this coming year, it'll be 50 years old.
Yeah.
Just a lot of things to celebrate. A lot of things happened in 1976, but there's an awful lot of people who are sitting out there right now listening to your radio show who weren't around in 1976. There's a new generation of people who need to appreciate the fact that America has a birthday coming up this year.
And it'll be a lot of fun, no doubt about it. We're getting ready to close out the year. Maybe look at 2026. What are some of the big things on the plate for the commissioners as you close out 2025 and turn your attention to 2026?
I don't know. We got an hour. You know, how much longer we got? I don't know where to start. That's a tough question, because obviously we do what we do year in and year out to serve the people of Licking County. And we'll continue to, we're a service organization. We'll continue to pave roads, build bridges, and bring in new people that want to live here and work here and do what we do. 2026, I'm encouraged. We're setting the table this year. We've had a good year this year, and I'm just excited for next year. We'll have a big election next year. If you're not registered to vote, register to vote. A lot of decisions to be made in May and November of next year. That's part of being an American, by the way, and part of being part of this country. And so maybe your biggest goal for 2026 is to be registered to vote and get your kids and grandkids, if they're old enough, to register to vote and help them to take a look at issues and candidates and make decisions next year and be a citizen. Maybe that's the most important thing I could ask people to do next year. Be a real citizen of the country, take part in decision making, take part in the elections, and have a voice next year. If we're going to be successful as a country, we need citizens who want to step up and be citizens. Now, maybe I'm being a little controversial here, and you can cut my microphone off if you want, Dave, but I really feel strongly about that. You can't just sit on your hands and say it's somebody else's problem.
Tim, Commissioner, I have said this before. If you vote, I don't care how you vote, as long as you're educated and you make your voice heard, you have no right to complain if you sit at home. I mean, I've told my boys that ever since they came. I don't want to hear it. Did you vote this year? Yeah, Dad, I did. No, I didn't. I don't want to hear anything from you. Get out and vote.
Grow up, put on your big boy pants, and be a citizen of the United States. It's a privilege to be here, and you should be a voting citizen. And I'll stand on that, and I'll wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
No, and finally, you got the Pizzelles here. Look, I didn't forget about them. I'm sitting right here.
Well, you're drooling over them.
I'm ready to go. I should just shut up and just go back to the music. But real quick, Christmas for the Bubs, busy time of the year for everybody. I mean, it's always good to have the family, though, to get together. I mean, like you and I were joking earlier, hey, doors will be open. Come whenever you want. So, I mean, just have some fun with
it. Don't eat too much. Moderation. Moderation.
Bringing me Pazelles then.
Well, I gave them to you.
The guy down the hall will be running down here to grab some.
Yeah,
don't
give
worry.
Some to Johnny.
All right. Real quick, if folks want your newsletter, again, what's the easiest way to get it?
Well, give me a call at the county building. Just go to lickingcounty.gov. You can contact any of the commissioners directly to our phones at the county building. Leave me a message or tbub@lickingcounty.gov. That's my address. Tbub, T-B-U-B-B at lickingcounty.gov. Email us. Give us a call. Let me know if you'd like to be on the mailing list for the newsletter. Be glad to share it with you.
Commissioner Bubb, it's been a great year. Appreciate you coming in and keeping everybody up to date on what's going on in the county. Wish you and your family a safe and Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.